Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Go to the any Safeway or Giant, as my mom likes to go to, right. And you get Goya adobo, and you put it the powder onto the steak itself.
A dry rub.
And then you get the actual marinade that they sell as well. And you soak it in the marinade overnight, and then you throw it on the grill.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's wonderful. Or screw the whole thing. Let them bring the food. You just go buy a bottle of tequila.
There you go. See, now you're thinking.
Hey, I'm calling to just call you out, Mike. You're a hypocrite.
Kiss my Irish balls!
That's how you handle it.
That's right.
It's let's try it again.
You guys were giving Trump a bad time on Monday.
Yeah, and you know what else I was doing? Sleeping with your mother!
Wow!
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Shout out to my good friend Joey Pasker from Glastonbury High School. I reflect back on my life, and I say to myself, you know what? If you still have a relationship, and John Burney made this happen on my birthday when he called in. If you've still got a relationship after all these years with your two best friends from high school, you could be doing a lot worse. And now it's on me as I get a little older to reach out again. And I'll be reaching out to John after he was on the show because he made that effort. And Joey, my other best buddy, Joey, reached out to me last night via text and said he heard John on the show, which means, Joey, you are listening to the show, which means Joey Pasker and Angela Luigi Pasker, grandparents of soon to be 7 children. I wanted to give you a shout out. And next year we are coming to New Hampshire and we're going to get together with you again. I'm sorry I'm not making it to the 60th birthday party for the class of 1977.
Oh, this is how you RSVP?
No.
Save a stamp.
No, I didn't bother to RSVP. You are so cruel. It's July 20th, and I'm gonna be traveling to see our friends.
Facebook page.
Will you entertain
I'm seeing our friends, the Colburns? We're taking
the
a road trip with them.
Coming. The Colburns.
Sure,
they're not coming.
We're going
now.
To see.
The
we're going to another destination.
The
we're going to it. We're going to another destination.
Mike, will you entertain a question?
What?
Because when
what?
Mr. Burney, when John Burney was on the show this past Monday, we got a great sort of historical thumbnail of how you guys work together in theater and also primitive broadcasting as the morning announcements.
What do you mean primitive broadcasting?
I mean, like,
we were sophisticated, baby.
I mean,
we had a turntable with Gustav Holst, the planets that went. It's called, by the way, I think it's called Jupiter.
Okay.
I think that was the plant. Do you have the planets?
I can bring them up.
He did request that last time, I remember.
But Oscar, thanks for helping. But what I meant
you can find that after you get done talking, which you like to do more
than
anything
else.
Flap
your gums.
Yes. Go. What is it? What did you want?
I was going to say, we know about your past with John Burney. Where does Mr. Pasker fit in? We've heard the name.
Well, Joey was not my broadcasting performing buddy.
Right.
Joey was my It's Friday, Let's Hang buddy.
Okay.
Forever.
You see, that's
excellent. I mean, forever. And Joey and I still don't miss a beat. And I've seen more of Joey than I have of John over the years, and Joey and I were closer as we got older. What are you pointing
focus
at?
On getting the music?
I'm doing that, but when you pointed
I'll
me,
talk to Mike.
Okay,
you just stopped. You stopped to look at Mike, and I said I was pointing at the
board.
There are days when
you are such a fabulous hemorrhoid.
All right, hold on. There is not that really mean. That much difference between what I did back then and what I do now. You know, when I'm doing any kind of like. Promotional announcements, or it was called Newsline.
That
was
the name of it.
And I went into my dad's massive record collection, and I found this, and it was. Do you have it yet?
I have. This is Jupiter by Holst.
Oh, there's a place
after the ad.
Will you please buy YouTube Red for $10 a month? I said we'd pay for it.
We'll pay for it.
You can make all these noises. And I just want to help the man.
Yeah, you
That's
know what
all
it is?
I want to do.
I know.
I think this is the right plan. By the way, the symphony of Gustav Holst, the planets, has multiple planets in it. It's the planets of the solar system, and they all have to... This is it. All
right, this is it.
Start it again. Start it again. All right. Or can you start it again?
I can.
Without a commercial. All right. Now really crank it, Rob, like you're... Like this is a... Every morning on the stage at CI, Current Events, this is Newsline.
You know, really well chosen. It's great. It sounds like a network news.
Your boy here.
Nice
that was
job.
My contribution.
Aren't you happy I made him find it, Mike?
Yes, I am. I'm very happy. I'm very. You know what? It is. It is.
But you're not as happy as me.
I know. I know you. Well, you know. I mean, it's just that. That's what it was. That's what. And we were sitting there on the stage, off to the right hand side at Current Events. I used to sit next to Mary Ouellette. Because she was an O, and by the way, when we graduated,
yeah,
Mary Ouellette and I, because we were both goofy, and so we walked down swinging our hands, holding hands when we graduated.
That's I remember pretty that. Good.
And she's a wonderful lady, absolutely wonderful person, and there are lots of wonderful people in our class. Yes, Oscar.
I'm asking you, are you going to write to them and say you're not going, or should we forward this to them?
No, I do not have to, because you let people know if you're coming, just like the reunion.
Oh, I thought it was
this
like
is
a
not
wedding.
Our let them know you're regrets. Not coming.
And then, but, you know, accept.
No, what I'm going to do is, and what I asked the guys at Podcast Village to do, yes. And I got an update because I asked.
Yes.
That's when I get updates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know,
I don't get an update if I don't
update
ask.
Update him regardless.
I don't know anything. I ask for something and then it just goes away. I don't get updates.
Take all the graphics off his screen, please, for God's sakes.
By the way, the thing is, I think people count on me forgetting. I think you count on me asking for something, making a big deal about it, and then I just let it go. And then I forget, and then it goes away. I think that is the SOP at our operation. That's it. But this one today, I asked for an update. I said, yes. Did you get that little package that I'm going to specifically send to members of the class of 77 with John Burney? Because not because of me, but because John Burney was such a big deal when we went to high school.
He's wanted.
And I'll send. And so Maddie apparently, Rob turned it over to Maddie. Yes. And so...
I've been in touch with John to get the pictures. I've been back and forth with him.
It has been diligent.
So we're working on it.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Maddie, actually, you're working on it. Maddie, how's it coming together?
Mike, I promise you will have it by tonight.
There you go.
That's great.
Done.
That's
deal.
Great. And
done
then I will deal. Send it off to just a very small group.
Yeah.
This is a class of 300-400 people, mm-hmm. but people will go out of their minds. And if we get two listeners out of it, that's fantastic. Well, people kind of know what I do, but they don't know that this is the guy that people want to hear about. John Burney, class president of the class of 1977, bon vivant, man about town, the guy that was the straw that stirred the drink with all of these performances, a man that loved the stage as much as I did, getting on there and doing silly stuff, and I'll tell you, it was one of the greatest surprises of my lifetime, so I'm really looking forward to having this put together and go, by the way, for any of you who might want to know what John Burney's up to, let's give that a listen.
Yes.
So that's it.
And tag the show.
Yes.
Like, tag the show when you post, please.
I get it. I understand. Okay. Yes.
And Rob, he's amazingly devoid of social media. So, I mean, he's probably
Man's
sort of
a
like
ghost.
The white whale of your class.
Because he is 100% that. And he is the thing that thrilled me is just to know that he's out there, that he's liking, that he's been listening to us for a year. Mm-hmm. That is it's just tremendous.
Look,
when you make that much of an impression, even in 4 years of high school, on people, and for my in my case, before that, we were friends before that. We lived very close to each other. It is really gratifying, and that's all I wanted to start with.
I don't think I have a friend like that. I just don't think I have a friend
I wonder why.
Look back at that, and that I'll have that connection. There's no way. From high school, there's no way.
Rob's face when he does that now. I didn't see that up until yesterday. Rob says, I wonder why. that's
Mac,
like, almost like an old queen.
Mike, Mac Attack is here.
What do you mean almost?
Mac, well, why are we mentioning Mac so many
because
times?
Do you have friends still from high school?
I actually have a friend that I go to the movies with who I've known since kindergarten.
That's a lover.
Do you is he hiding under your hair right now?
Yes, he is.
Little
elf.
Do we have a camera on Mac? Will our listeners be able to see Mac?
Well, you can see Mac from our vantage point, but you can't see Mac.
No, I don't care. I'm talking about the listeners.
The listeners can see him. He looks like a serial killer.
I got to look at Mac before. And Mac, you're getting your hair cut today. What boy does the barber when you walk into a barber shop and you're going to get that cut? Does your barber give you the Napoleon?
Yeah, they run away.
Mike, the old joke is he's going to a barbershop for an estimate. Am I right, ladies? Mac, let me describe for people who are just listening right now. Mac looks like he looks clean, but disheveled. He looks like some guy that they brought on the Today Show that was homeless that they fixed up.
He looks
it's
like
really amazing. How
a Manson family member.
Yeah.
Look, what a head of hair. Patriarch. What an incredible head of hair. Do you think all your maladies contribute to that head of hair? Like, you know, some of your diseases? Do you think that contributes to your,
his multifold ailments? Hair?
I need one in the win column.
Oh man, you know he wouldn't have had that response 4 years ago.
No.
That he's a human chance. Now.
That makes
well,
my
don't
day.
Go crazy.
That makes my day. All right, so as Oscar pointed out, it's vacation season. You need to step up your yaks.
Yes,
I went through about 70 yaks last week, and I went through about 40 this week. I like 70 because that means I can get a bunch of good ones on. But we do have the Yak Shack, ladies and gentlemen. Let's open it up in the vignette, the opening of today's program. So we can take some of your phone calls. Not many of them, but there are a few here, and they're kind of okay. So let's dive right in. Our very first Yak Shack call, ladies and gentlemen, comes from a gentleman named Aloysius.
Oh.
Mm-mm-mm. How about that? Let's listen to the TMOS Yak Shack.
I just heard my voice on the last Yak Shack. This is Aloysius. I didn't say it loud enough. That was WPLJ-FM New York City, which had their farewell reunion.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sort of. That's that might be indicative of the entire Yak Shack today. Thanks, Aloysius.
Well, he was polite about it.
I said WPOP.
Okay.
And politeness counts, Rob. Politeness counts for everything. You know, and that's on my show prep today. Politeness.
That felt like you were being
spammed. It's nice to be important.
Yes, but it's more important to be nice.
That's right.
The next call is a local call. Ooh, let's listen on the TMOS Yak Shack. Which, by the way, you can call. Are you doing the Oscars take on the Yak Shack now?
You know Yak what? Shack. Let's try the Yak Shack.
Okay.
Let's try it.
888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. You can call anytime. We'd love to take your call, and especially if you're local.
Hey, guys. This is Allison calling from Glover Park, D.C.
Hey!
I just wanted to tell you guys, because I'm not sure if you've realized this, but the woman that plays Gentleman Jack's sister, Miriam, was also Yara Greyjoy on Game of Thrones.
Oh,
I don't really have anything else to say. Thanks.
Oh, bye. That's right.
Thank you, Allison.
There you go.
I didn't. She's so good. Oh, my God. The sister of Gentleman Jack was a Game of Throneser. Oh, by the way. And by the way, we are full in to the Scott and Bailey British TV. Keep it kind. I'm telling you.
Every time you say it, I think you're talking about a morning show.
No.
Scott and Bailey.
Scott and Bailey. Well, they're a detective team.
Yes. Right.
I should have a notepad with me to write down the British slang. All right? You know. Oh, I've got my one that I can remember. Okay. Hey, guys, on today's show, don't be a knob.
Ooh.
Right? Don't be a knob.
That's like a jerk,
knob's
right?
A big one. Yeah. Knob's a big one. But it's great, and I'm still loving the and keep the and by the way, full disclosure, I gave Stephen Douglas McIntyre a credit.
Yes.
It was pointed out to me last night that Jolene White was the originator of the Recco for Scott and Bailey.
Okay.
So our diehard fan from Las Vegas, Nevada, Jolene White, not to keep anything away, Stephen McIntyre has a pipeline. You know, he gets those private messages, and you know,
he
I kind of let's be honest with you, with what he's done for everybody on the show.
Should have a pipeline.
Stephen snaps his fingers, and I jump.
Yeah,
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I respond to him. I mean, that's it. He's a power broker.
He's not a knob.
He's a power broker. He's not. Mm. He is well. Let's take another call. This is from an iPhone.
Hello, gentlemen and lady. This is Serena calling from Spokane, Washington.
What?
I am calling to commiserate with Mike on that piece of iPhone 10. I have one for work.
Okay, I know she's calling to complain about an iPhone. Where is it? Is it between two pillows? Where is that?
Is that
Bluetooth?
Error?
Is that Bluetooth, do you think? Or
is she complaining about a device she's using wrong?
I believe it, Mike. No matter where it is, it's tucked somewhere.
Okay.
We just don't know where.
But I got that she's, let's listen.
And it likes to FaceTime my mother while I'm in the middle of a business call. I started this today. Yep, it's really doing that. And I Googled it. And I think you can change it.
Lady,
Lady.
Lady, I'm deaf, okay? I've had headphones. I'm 60 years old. I've had headphones on glued to my head forever. I don't know. I not only wear them for the show. I wear them when I'm watching TV at home.
Right,
okay?
like
you wear them for life.
So when you, and I don't expect you to know how you sound. It's probably tough if we're not having a live exchange. But
now
that's,
she knows, Mike. Now she
it's
knows.
Very, very, it's
live
very
and learn.
Hard to understand.
Sensitivity setting.
10 more seconds. Let's listen.
I'll give it a try. Anyway, oh, by the way, did you know it's National Martini Day today? Oh, yeah. And we have martinis at work today. Awesome.
That's a fun workplace.
You guys have a wonderful day. Thanks. Bye.
Another thing about the well, thank you, lady.
Lady.
But anyway, the IGA that the IPA that I was drinking, mm-hmm. Rebel. Is a I checked it last night. Is a Sam Adams product.
Rebel. And, oh, look at that!
It's just yummy. I've never been a Sam Adams guy, and that's terrific that I'm drinking that. And when I'm watching the aforementioned Scott and Bailey on BBC television, they drink like fish. They're law enforcement officers, and they drink like fish, which is unusual because I've never known any of my friends who are cops that do any drinking whatsoever. All right, this next call on the TMOS Yak Shack, is entitled Somebody's Thinking.
Oh, good. This is Cameron from Turlock, California. I got a question. Do you think blind people have hindsight? I'll take my question off the air. Thanks.
No, you won't take your question off the air.
That was foolish.
You'll take your answer off the air, you moron.
I've never heard that joke.
That's very foolish thing to say.
Look who's enjoying himself over there. See that? Play you don't care for this. You don't like this.
Write it into a Transformers movie. It's a good joke for that.
Okay. Hindsight.
I love it.
All right. For our visually challenged listeners,
I don't
like
to make fun of the afflicted, but maybe that's just me.
I know that's you.
I'm sure.
Far be it for you to do that. This is Justin. Next call.
Oh, this is Justin.
This is Justin. Let's listen.
Hi, this is Justin from Wichita. I'm calling because this is for Oscar. I have some new neighbors who are Hispanic, and I.
All right. I think I'm gonna identify it here. Okay.
This is
let me identify. Let me take my windscreen off and identify. I think this is the problem. All right. When I'm talking on this microphone, you see where my mouth is about 2 inches, 3 inches away. All right. Now, obviously, you don't want to do that. You know, you don't want to hold your phone away from your face.
No.
But also, conversely, when you're making a call, with your fat lips up against the receiver. It's just going to be a little easier. That's,
Mike,
to
that would be a great
that.
YouTube video.
Yeah.
You know,
this is Justin.
I want to impress them with my culinary skills.
I'm sorry. Let me start him again.
Go ahead. Hi, this is Justin from Wichita. I'm calling because this is for Oscar. I have some new neighbors who are Hispanic, and I want to impress them with my culinary skills. And I was wondering, what is a good carne asada recipe?
Ooh.
I will hang up and listen. Thank you.
Would
you like to give this?
Sounds like Justin's carne might start with a human body.
I just wonder if chop off the. I understand. You chop off the fingers first. Do you chop off the fingers first? Chop off the fingers first, please.
Do you? You made carne asada. Didn't your mom make it though?
It's super easy. I know the formula.
What does it mean? It means meat. What
carne asada?
What is asada mean?
Seared steak.
Oh, okay, very good.
Seared delicious steak. You marinate it for a number of days.
You marinate it. First, let me say, I caution you, white devil, to try to impress a Latin American or Hispanic family with your own cuisine because they do it better than we do. You don't want to bring something to them that they have to lie to you about because they're going to be polite.
Right.
And on another note, if you stop looking at them as my Hispanic neighbors or Latin neighbors than just Americans.
Amen. There
we're
we are.
Be okay.
Well, in these
that's the first step.
These divisive times, Oscar.
Yes.
You should bring something American, like pizza.
If you want to make something for yourself, I would say go to any Safeway or Giant, as my mom likes to go to, whatever you have in your area. You go to the international foods aisle, find something that says Goya, and you get Goya adobo. And you put the powder onto the steak itself.
A dry rub.
And then you get the actual marinade that they sell as well. And you soak it in the marinade overnight. And then you throw it on the grill.
And that's it.
That's it.
And overnight. It's basically an overnight marinade.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Or screw the whole thing. Let them bring the food. You just go buy a bottle of tequila.
There you go. See, now you're thinking.
All right? You really want to, you know, celebrate?
Laker is international.
And what really
I have a brand new, my new buddy, my new friend, who may be coming up, my friend Oli, who may be coming up here.
Oli.
Who is Hispanic.
Oh.
You know, that's what we bonded over.
It's just not Oli.
Golf and cocktails.
Ole.
Seriously, met the guy in a bar and he invited my wife and I over to his house the next night. We partied two nights in a row.
Oh my
and
God.
Then we went out to dinner and we partied. And this is my new best buddy.
Wow.
He's a good guy.
He's got
really,
a new
really
friend.
Good guy. I never told you about Ole.
No,
my buddy Ole.
You briefly mentioned that you made a friend, but we didn't. Usually you make them and then you lose them.
Right.
Yeah. So Ole is my buddy. I won't mention his name.
Still
I don't
want to,
out somebody's privacy and all
still
that.
Sure.
But he's
awesome.
Very, very. Yeah. Yeah. He might be coming up here. What were you going to say, Rob?
I was going to say one thing. We listened to that call twice, and the opening really has stuck with me. He says, "This is Justin from Wichita, and I'm calling because this is for Oscar."
Well, you know what? This is a good time to break. So we're going to work on our grammar, and we're going to take a little break and more of your calls when we start the show. Hallelujah. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We begin with five golden tickets, like five lucky bolts of lightning ready to strike without notice at any point on the map. The first golden ticket was found in the small town of Dusselheim, Germany.
Its lucky finder is the son of our most prominent pork butcher. The boy's name? Augustus Gloom.
Augustus, how does it make you feel to be the first golden ticket finder?
Hungry.
Any other feelings?
Feel sorry for Wonka. It's gonna cost him a fortune in fudge.
Mr. Gloom, would you mind saying...
Something very unusual in here. Bubbles, bubbles everywhere, but not a drop to drink. Fizzy lifting drinks. They fill you with gas, and the gas is so terrifically lifting that it lifts you right off the ground like a balloon.
Let's take a drink, Charlie. Nobody's watching. A small one won't hurt us. Whoops.
Oh, well, I'm a bird.
Nothing's happening.
You're right, Charlie. I can't understand why.
Jack Albertson.
I feel terribly strange.
Charlie.
I'm a
vaudeville.
Mr. Walk is going to like this.
We can't stand here all day.
You're right, Charlie, but...
I'm going to try and get down.
All right, Charlie, but please be very careful.
Careful.
Hey, it's fun, Grandpa.
Charlie.
It works. Come on in. The air's fine.
Oh, I don't know, Charlie.
Come
I haven't been swimming in 20 years. I don't think I ought to. Oh.
Whee.
Oh, this is great.
Hey, try this, Grandpa.
All right, Charlie, wait for me.
Whee.
Whee. Whee, Charlie.
Whee. I'm a shooting star.
I'm a rocket. Grandpa, this is really great.
Look, I'm a bird.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We're live from the Podcast Village Studios, Charlie, in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm a bird. Drink it, Charlie.
Drink it.
Take it. Jack Albertson from
that
Charlie
actually,
and the Chocolate
That Day. Tape is from the Blu-ray. It's a deleted scene. That's when they shot that nude.
Oh.
Charlie and his grandfather, buck naked, floating up in the sky.
Fizzy lifting drinks.
Fizzy lifting drinks. In the butt. From Rutgersville, Virginia, to Lyman, New Hampshire.
Charlie.
From Clarion, Pennsylvania, to Atascadero, California. From Maitland, Florida, to Rehovot, Israel. From Medical Lake, Washington, to Buenos Aires, Argentina. Is it Buenos Aires?
Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires.
Aires. Buenos Aires.
Aires to. No, that's
no,
Aires.
Aires to. Yeah.
Aires to. Dun 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 dun. 99 Luftballons.
99 Luftballons.
The show today brought to you by Third Love. If you need a bra, look no further than Third Love. Great company. You get a perfect fit, guaranteed, thanks to Third Love and their Fit Finder quiz. Just answer a few simple questions online, and you'll find the perfect fit in 60 seconds. Plus, more sizes than most other brands and true convenience. Skip the trip and try on one at home. Nice.
Nice.
Skip the trip, baby. Third Love bras feature lightweight, super thin memory foam cups. Only Third Love has them. Also, straps that don't slip and tagless labels mean no itching. There is a 100% fit guarantee. If after 60 days you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Women all over America love Third Love because it's a challenge to find a bra that fits perfectly. Carla loves hers, and you're going to love your Third Love bra. Third Love has a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS for 15% off today, and we thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. And
99 in einen Luftballons. Hi. Hello. I'm Fritz, your disc jockey for today. We're going to play some American music for you today. I hope you enjoy it. This is a great song by Nena. Nena, who wrote the song 99 Luftballons. So we'd like to remind everyone that the radio station Chili Cook-Off is happening this Saturday. If you'd like to come down to the town square, and we're going to be making chilies. So everyone will enjoy meet each other, getting together and drink the beer and have chilies, yes.
Isn't there the down the Rhine River, the Rambling Raft Race next month?
Yeah, we got the Rambling Raft Race and also your chance to enjoy the Power BMW, where we will have 12 Venus and one of them will have the key that opens the magic car that goes so fast. I hope you enjoy that. This is Nena, Luftballons, on the radio station that makes it München 102.3. Enjoy, everyone.
That's the German version.
Yeah, I prefer it.
We're in the middle of the TMOS Yak Shack, ladies and gentlemen. And
oh, you're doing it too now.
That's even better. That's even better.
That makes a lot of fun.
I label these, and I could go through them on Monday. Please. I could go through them over the weekend. I don't remember when I looked at this, but it's called coughing. Let's listen, shall we?
Hey, Mike, Steve from Spokane. Hey, guys, Rob and Oscar. Hey, I'm calling to just call you out, Mike.
Ooh.
You're a hypocrite.
Ooh.
You guys were giving Trump a bad time on Monday about how he treated his advisor behind him when he was coughing. I've heard you do the same thing to the boys. And then you go off on him. And he just said, boy, my guy.
Yeah, because he's so nice, you incredible, stupid douchebag.
Also, he's the president of the United States, and we're disc jockeys.
I wasn't
draw a line
here on Monday.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what happened?
There was a tape.
I'm just kidding. I'm
let's listen to the end of the call. Got 19 seconds left. Let's listen.
He's mad. He's fired up.
Coughing. You make your guys cry. So anyway, look in the mirror a little bit more before you make.
Hey, it must be. You a Trumper? Are you a Trumper? You a Trumper? Duh. Duh. Hey, Mike, you're bad too. Just like him. Yeah. Yeah. You're a rapist too. Thank you.
I think it's nice that Todd called
in. The other guy. Anyway, love the show.
Oh, I love the show, though.
Thank you for your support, sir.
Bite me, you douche.
See, both sides of the same coin.
Here's a note for younger. Oh, he's got nine seconds.
Oh, yeah, more.
I know that didn't sound like it, but I listen to you guys every day, and I love everything you guys do. Talk to you later.
God
Bye.
Bless. God bless you, sir.
We are apolitical here.
I appreciate that. Yeah, you can tell by that last exchange right there. And by the way, I think that I just demonstrated, and this is for young broadcasters out there, always take criticism as it's intended, constructively.
Exactly.
Just like I just did. Don't react.
No.
Don't react negatively. Don't let your true emotions come through, you know? I mean, so let me review. So this call comes in, sounds like
hey,
this,
Mike,
okay?
Listen to
this.
Spokane.
Right.
Hey, guys, Rob and Oscar. Hey, I'm calling to just call you out, Mike. You're a hypocrite.
Kiss my Irish balls!
That's how you handle it.
That's right.
It's let's try it again.
You guys were giving Trump a bad time on Monday.
Yeah, and you know what else I was doing? Sleeping with your mother.
Wow.
About how he treated his advisor behind him when he was coughing. I've heard you do the same thing to the boys.
And I did it to your mama.
And then you go off.
That
That's right, like I'm going off on you and your mother.
On him, he just said, boy, my guy's just coughing. You make your guys cry.
And I'm going to send you pictures of me and your mama. That's going to make you cry, too.
So, anyway, look in the mirror a little bit.
You look in the mirror. You know what you're going to look at? You're going to look at the son of somebody whose mama's sleeping with Mike O'Mara.
Or before you make fun of the other guy. Yeah. Anyway, love the show.
But you know what I did? You'll appreciate this because after I slept with her, I shaved her back.
Oh!
Oh, damn. Big thick hair. Yes, sir.
No. Thank you for listening. Let's take it.
Do you suppose, Mike? Do you suppose when that guy made that call, that's what he was expecting?
I hope he was. And yeah. I hope he got what he wanted.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's take this next call is called some music. I have no idea what this means. Mm. Let's listen. Hold on just a second. Let me finish that call.
All right,
shut up. All right.
Mike O'Mara. I remember about the fun. Ooh, meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
I love the yak check.
Meow, 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 way you are.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I want that as my ringtone.
That's a hit single. Ready to happen.
Oh, we might have an early warning when this one says okay. Wake up call. Oh, let's listen, shall we?
Hey, guys. It's 4:49 in the morning, and apparently I think about you guys so much that I just woke up from a dream that I was at Julia's graduation. So,
nice.
So now it's time to go make coffee. Love you guys. Bye.
Somebody, first thing, thinking about your daughter. Isn't
that
wonderful?
Sweet. I love that.
That's very, very cool.
That is surreal, actually.
It's very nice, and it seems like just sweet and genuine. Cute, and somebody that took time to think about us.
Wearing.
Would you like to balance that out with a creepy call?
Yes. I love when you do it this way, Mike. Yes.
Let's do it. Let's do a creepy call. And when I say creepy, there can be many different things that make me feel like it's a creepy call. It might not be to you, but it was to me. Let's listen.
All right. So I'm watching Primary Colors with John Travolta and Emma Thompson and Billy Bob Thornton. And that reminds me of you, Mike. Don't you think? Crazy politics. Crazy politics. It goes weird. And now I'm going to give you a little volume of that
opportunity to stand in front of the nation and appeal to the better angels of our nature.
That's all. Wait, maybe a little more.
Hold on to me and the opportunity to make the most of it, to do it the right way. You know.
Okay, that's all.
You know, plenty of people play this game.
Good night.
What do people do in the privacy of their own home? We only can speculate.
You know, it's really, he's using technology really smart. What he probably did is he DVR'd a movie on a color television, then called an answering machine and used a smartphone to play the audio to the answering machine.
For maximum audio quality.
You're right, Thank Mike. You. It was creepy. And I think the creepiest thing is that he pronounced the name Thornton.
Thornton.
Which is technically right, but no one says it. Billy Bob.
And by the way,
Thornton.
There are a lot of similarities.
It's not Thornton?
There are a lot of similarities between me and Billy Bob, and if the character that I most identify with, outside of a make some of them biscuits for me, French fried potato, I don't do a Billy Bob sling blade, but the one would probably be Bad Santa,
of course. Yes.
You know, that's you think you can make my day, my life any worse? Give it your best shot. I'm on my effing break here.
And also, you know? Bad Santa,
I would eat the candy out of a child's advent calendar if I was hungry.
Yeah. That also represents our relationship as I am the young boy that he brings into his home.
Yeah.
To your Santa absolutely. Claus.
maybe tomorrow with edits, you could bring, or you know, at some point, we could have the exchange early on when you were an intern, when you were asking me about Santa Claus.
That's right.
You remember that?
I do.
Tomorrow, or maybe by the end of this week.
And he brought that bloody hand to you. Mike, what should I do about this?
Hey, kid, what's the matter with you? Put a Band-Aid on it.
I don't know. There's an exchange. Dancer and Thumper and
Rob. You've opened up something here. Tomorrow on the show, there is an exchange between when Rob was the first day that he was an intern, and Rob and I went into the lunchroom together, mm-hmm. and it was around Christmas time. He was asking me about Christmas.
Yeah,
and it's a lovely exchange between me and Rob.
Sweet. I look forward to the return of Mike O'Mara Show's Christmas in June Theater.
Yes, tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show. Yes. Get the editing stick out. Linda Herr, one of our favorite listeners, yes. a great educator and a wonderful lady. She called in.
Hey, guys, it's Linda Herr.
Hi, Linda.
This is your first thing in the morning call that Mike requested a couple weeks ago. I am in New York City because school is out for summer. I had a little too much eating last night, and this is the result.
Hold on, is that my dog?
Frankie, shut the hell up. I'm doing a show. God damn it.
There you
Carl,
go.
Are you home? Frankie. Frank. Frankie. Frank. Frankie. Stop it. Frankie.
Dog is going to be shaking. Like
can
crazy.
You imagine this giant yelling?
I know.
That's enough.
Little prick.
Is he upstairs with you?
I swear to God, he came up to Maine and he's just gone out of his, he's off his rocker. He's off his bean. He's just the same little crap dog he was when Beluga was alive.
Because he had gotten
maybe
better.
Maybe he misses Beluga. Maybe he's acting
well, maybe
out.
He does. Carla says the change of scenery that's got him all wet.
Well, also
out.
Up Great. There, remember.
Neurotic little prick.
Remember, huh? Up there, he has the eagles to fear.
Yeah, this is true.
Birds of
this
prey, Mike.
Yeah.
Birds of
he
prey.
He won't come up on my chair anymore. He won't jump up. Down in Florida, we were pals. Mm. And up here, it's just like, yeah, and today, I'm eating my eggs mm-hmm. at the kitchen table.
You are.
Yes, dear.
Right? And he said, and I look over, and I've got the death eyes.
Yeah.
You know, just like, are you going to die so I can have them? Are you going to die so I can have them? Are you going to die so I can have them? Are you going to die so, and I'm like, out.
Yeah.
And then he takes two steps away, turns around, stares again. No, you're not getting the pleasure of watching me eat. Anyway, sorry. Back to Linda Herr.
Yes, please.
Yeah. It also resulted in terrible dreams, which I was calling to share, even though I know people talking about their dreams is the worst thing ever, usually. But you guys are in it, and we're all in some sort of warehouse. And with a lot of members of the fan club, and I broke some kind of conveyor belt that resulted in people not being able to purchase cheese. And Mike, I thought you were really mad at me, and I was really upset. And then everyone in the fan club was being really mean to me, and it was a terrible dream.
Oh,
but
wow.
That's what happens when you're a teacher on summer vacation. And you're overserved, and then you dream about cheese. Today about Dan Clark, Mike O'Mara Show.
She's a treasure.
But anyway, so there's that. Love you guys. Oh, and you know what? I've been meaning to call for weeks. Third Love bras are amazing.
Thank you.
Can't wait for Vegas. Talk to you later.
One of my faves. Absolutely one Perfect. Of my faves. You know, on summer vacation, had a dream about cheese.
She yes. reminded me of something, is that I used to wake up to, even before you guys, I'd always wake up to a to radio. You know, I didn't use an alarm. I had a clock radio. No, well, and any station. But I would come out of sleep, and I would have the radio on, and it would incorporate itself into my dream all the time. And I would always have dreams that I was in the studio with the radio people that were talking.
And your dreams have come true.
Yes. I think I'm awake right now.
That's surreal.
I would always have a dream when I was working back in the middle of my radio career that I would be beating someone, having a fist fight. We have to take a break and I'm just telling the truth. Same dream all the time. Usually when I'd go on vacation.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll take a break. We just got a few more yaks left and more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. If Frankie can stop barking. I apologize for the lack of
professionalism. It was fine. It was fine.
We'll be right back.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
What I think happened is I turned 18 and I... thank you. This was a while ago.
Right.
And I think I looked at myself in the mirror on that day and I said, I can vote and I can mobile order at Chipotle because I'm still scared of social interaction. I'm an adult. And I think in that moment, I also decided that means I'm done growing and done learning. I'm fully formed, baby.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Bonus. You want to know how you enjoy a career? You surround yourself with young people. That's what makes it work, and you still get that. That's pretty darned awesome, and that's a great bonus show where we take another look at the world of Dahlia.
Yeah,
and,
like a two-part series.
Yes, exactly. And oh, by the way, shout out to my daughter, Catherine. Looks like she might have scored a great apartment in New York City, another new one, as she continues her inner New York City borough world tour. So anyway.
Because it has a good kitchen for making broth?
It apparently it's a studio. It's a studio.
Fantastic.
Look at that. Yeah, so she's very excited. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Isn't it time to digitize your lifetime of memories? You can do it. And all you need is Legacy Box. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures, and they'll do the rest, digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs. It's like magic. You get your originals and new digital files back in a few weeks, and they keep you updated at every step of the process. We've all use Legacy Box. We love it. You will too. You can get all your memories organized and ensure that your family history is preserved forever. Legacy Box, the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of home movies and photos. Over 450,000 families have trusted Legacy Box. They have over a decade of experience, and all the work is done by hand right here in the USA. Never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit LegacyBox.com. Today, to get started, for a limited time, our listeners can get a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to save 40% today. Get started preserving your past, and thank you, Legacy Box. These yaks, sometimes we get over-analytical on them, and they last for a long time. So let's dive right back in, ladies and gentlemen. This next call is simply entitled Motor Skills.
Ah, yes.
Let's listen.
Hey, Ryan in Escondido. This is Dustin in Peñasquitos. We're in the same city. Let's hang out. Grab a beer. Two supplies only. My number is, let's see, it's 1-800-920-6673.
No, it's not.
That's not right. Oh, wait.
Motor skills.
No. Oh my God.
What?
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
When he was about 80% through, he went, huh? That's it.
Really getting to think that there is no such thing as a bad yak jack call.
No.
I'm truly okay, here's another. I get a lot of these. Here's an impressionist. You ready for an impressionist on the yak jack? Let's give it a listen.
Well, hey, guys. This is Gomer Powell. I have a question for Rob. How come every time you do your Luke Bryan impression, you sound like me? Every time I hear that, I want to say Shazam. All right, guys. Gotta go. Suck it.
Wow.
That was a little wild card at the end.
That was good.
All right. Next call that we have on the Yak Shack is an audio check and story. I have no idea, but let's listen on the TMOS Yak Shack.
Hey, guys. This is Bill in Sacramento. That's in California. Wanted to do an audio check. I'm using a pair of earbuds with microphone directly into an iPhone running iOS, I think it's 11. And so we wanted to check the audio here. This is not a hands-free transmission. Question number one, why does Oscar always boo at the news? It's very anti-news. And a short story, years ago, came into a room where my practice wife, by that I mean my first wife, my practice wife was cleaning the room. We had a young puppy. The puppy was pretty good as a beagle of wandering around and leaving little dumpers all over the house. Mm-hmm. Walked in the room. She's cleaning it, vacuuming. I'm like, my God, what is that smell? Did the dog? I'm looking behind the where did the dog take a dump? Where is this at? And she stopped me and said, that was me.
Ew. And our final yak today is a movie review. Let's listen to a movie review, our final call on the TMOS Yak Shack. Let's listen.
Hey, Shylock San Colorado here. This is a movie review. Jordan Peele, stop it. Jordan, just because your first movie got rave reviews and rewards doesn't mean your second movie has to be Sorry, Pony. Not Pony, Pony. It went to his head. This sucked. It was asinine. It was insipid, narcissistic. Jeremiah 11:11? That verse made nothing. No sense in the movie. What? What? So predictable. Of course the little girl in the beginning. Oh, spoiler alert. Little girl in the beginning died. And that clone, whatever that stuff was about, she took over. What the hell is the clones all about? Where do they come from? I don't freaking know.
I don't
Every scene
know.
Was predictable. Every freaking scene. Jordan Peele, just get your head out of your ass so you can make sense. At least I could suspend his disbelief. At least I could suspend disbelief in the first movie, Get Out. That was okay, but God, forget it.
By the way, all right, so that's a guy that's talking about that movie, Us. Which is interesting, and everything looks fine, guys. It's
okay,
great.
Good.
So the thing about Us is, like, I had a big argument with my daughter. She loved it.
Really?
She loved that movie. I couldn't stand
it. Catherine
or
Elizabeth?
Did you see Us?
No, I did not see it. But I know it was very polarizing.
You saw Us,
Oscar? I saw it on the opening weekend.
What did you think? Did we ever talk about it on the show? Did you see the movie Us?
We discussed it briefly. I felt like there was so much hype behind the movie. I actually went with Shannon because I didn't want it to be spoiled for me.
Tremendous amount of hype behind this
movie. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And while walking in with those expectations, it's hard to keep that, I guess, sense of, oh, my God, this is groundbreaking. I thought it was a pretty damn good movie. And if it didn't have the hype that I had heard before I walked in, I would have walked out being pleasantly surprised. Unfortunately, I walked out.
I don't know
out.
Why I hated it. Well, I hated it as much as the caller. I walked out saying,
oh, well, that was, I mean, I don't want my money back, but it wasn't this avant-garde new horror film that everybody
Well, and
was
Get
saying.
Out was, I thought Get Out was really
yes.
a good movie.
Yeah.
It was a good movie.
Yes.
Not a great movie, but a good movie. Look, they're so rare where you go into a theater and you walk out and go, hey, that was pretty good. Mm-hmm. I remember walking out of Get Out and going, that was really good. I really enjoyed that. What was it great? No. But he got all that credit. And then the second one was kind of, it missed it for me. But at the same time, you kind of liked it. Mm-hmm. My daughter loved it, wanted to watch it when she was at the house. I said, not under my roof.
But you know what?
And then I said, shut up, Frankie.
You can't get the experience anymore that you could, say, 10 or 15 years ago with social media and media blitzkriegs and the way they really market 1 year out. You already have this thing forced upon you. I've cited this example before. I didn't know a thing about Pulp Fiction when I sat down to see it in the theater. And it blew my mind because all I knew is that there was a movie. I said, John Travolta, is he still working? And it was fantastic. But if someone had come to me and said, you've got to see this movie. It's the greatest thing that's ever been made.
Totally agree with you on that.
It would have been a different experience.
Now that you've heard like the middle of the road, and you saw it on cable, I think you would enjoy it.
Okay.
Because, I'd love to get your reaction. It's a horror movie.
I like horror movies.
You want to watch it. It's but that is so true. If you can go into a theater, sometimes I almost wish we didn't have reviews and Rotten Tomatoes and all
now.
The media hype and all that. Right. But let me tell you about the Yak Shack. I guarantee you that's always going to be a 5 out of 5 star.
Nice.
Every single time. Thank you very much.
Yak
Absolutely.
Shack.
We will take a break and come back with Oscars World right here on the Mike O'Mara Show every Monday.
Southern Nights.
Hi, I'm Ina Garten. My favorite podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, is incredibly funny. But sometimes when I want to listen, my hands are full. Literally. It's not easy to download a podcast with a fistful of roasted eggplant spread covered with a reduced garlic aioli. Or if you're 10 little piggies or cradling a standing rib roast with a crispy Gruyere Yorkshire pudding. That's why when I'm in the Barefoot Contessa kitchens, I rely on Alexa. How easy is that? All I have to say is, hey Alexa, play The Mike O'Mara Show. And the most recent episode plays right away. How easy is that? Even Jeffrey can do it. And I actually really hate him. In fact, we really hate each other. It's like being married to a hobbit. How tragic is that? TMOS and Alexa, they go together like little thin slices of salami and caperberry. Now back to my custard.
Thank you, Ina. Appreciate that. Hey, you know I love Sleep Number beds. Yes. I've got them in Florida. I've got them up here in Maine. There's never been a better time to save on proven quality sleep. It is the lowest price of the season right now at your nearest Sleep Number store. So many couples disagree on mattress firmness. You eliminate that with the Sleep Number bed. The Sleep Number 360 smart beds let you choose your firmness on each side. That's smart. Fine. They also sense your every move and automatically adjust to you so you sleep comfortably throughout the night. It is the best thing to sleep on you will ever purchase. Sleep Number has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. For 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com. I don't know how much money I've saved having a Sleep Number bed and never having to look back, but it is phenomenal. My Sleep Number setting is a 90. Carla's is a 65. You're going to love your Sleep Number. We love ours. Come in during the lowest prices event where a queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed is now only $12.99. You save $400 only for a limited time. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. And when you do, tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. And now let's find out what's happening in the worlds of the Bush family and Podcast Village and back. And backdrops and t-shirts and hats and all the good things coming up. Oscar, for those of you that don't know,
yes,
Oscar is not only a co-host.
Oscar. You know I hate this.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Oscar not only is a co-host on the show, but he also is kind of the behind-the-scenes man with our business and has been for many, many, many years, and also is the business guy behind Podcast Village, where our show originates from in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. So there are tons of things going on. And then outside of that, you all know his tragic personal life, and he shares that liberally. Yes. So now I just, every now and then, because I don't, I don't see you every day, I like to check in and see how everything's going. When I ask you what's new, Oscar Sandin.
So it's, Mike, and thank you for the wonderful introduction, Rob. No, thank you for that song. I really believe at this point, I found a little, the season of my life where.
Seasons of a man's life.
Of man's life where.
He's of that age now, Mike.
We have now, I feel like the Mike O'Mara Show is really running on all eights as far as our production is coming together. And if you look at this year to 2 years ago.
You can go ahead. I know you want to interrupt him because I know you want to say that's not the proper use of the term.
I love to hear him speak.
It's hitting on all eights.
Okay, well, you know what I mean. It's
all eight
be
cylinders.
If it was perfect, then it wouldn't be me, right?
Absolutely.
So celebrate that.
Thank you.
Yes.
I really believe that we're this close to getting all these little, ticks and humbars out of the production with this new camera setup that you're actually seeming to like. That hopefully
will
work out.
Makes a better show.
On the back end, when you ask something, Maddie takes care of it. So that's working. So it makes me happy that we're close to selling out the second show in Las Vegas.
Exactly, yes.
Like these are large, big boulders that really weigh on me. And by the way, fruitcake season's right around the corner, so don't get happy because we got to do that work as well.
Right.
So
we have some very we have some interesting things planned for
a
that.
A full
as well.
Calendar.
Yes.
On the podcast exciting. Village side, we are on the verge of opening up another studio on M Street that will open up in August. So super excited about that second location.
Very good.
It's Mike. It's right next to it's literally next to the bar, the location where the bar Rumors used to be, if you remember that.
I know it well. Yes. That's way
it's
down
location,
there.
Location, location, location.
Just steps away from a few other cultural attractions.
There's a lot of, you know what? That is known as the historic beverage district.
Yeah, Washington, I may have to come up to that one, and maybe we can relocate. That would be exciting.
Just make sure you check the address before you go in the door. You want to be close. Yeah.
So on the business side, while it's always a grind, It's coming. We're getting to a space where I feel like this hard work is starting to pay off.
That's a good thing.
On the personal side, my life is in shambles.
Shambles.
And
from what I've heard, you seem to be. It sounds like you're getting along at home with lovely lady.
No, my wife and my dog's relationship, and vice versa, and the three of us couldn't be happier, and I mean that.
Like, that's good
because we work together and we live together, and usually that is a recipe for disaster. And I'm blessed to have found a partner in life that truly gets it, and she does. What we don't have, Mike, is a stove at home. 2 years after the purchase of our home,
Let me ask you this about that house.
Yes,
all right, because I know you like to be convenient and you like to. Could you ever just move into another condo, like a regular living situation?
I love condos. I actually said, Shannon, why don't we buy our old condo back and sell this hellhole?
Yeah. And what did she say to that? She likes the hellhole?
She said, no, this is our forever home. And I said,
she's sweet.
Oh my God. It only seems like forever every night.
I said, you don't call a postage stamp a forever home with its 888 square feet at best. And this can't be a forever anything. This is supposed to be a fixer upper.
This is where we will raise our extraordinarily small children.
They're bones. If we raise children, mark my words, if we raise children in that house the way it currently is, their bones will stop growing at a certain point because we adapt to your environment.
Yes. It's terrible. How is
we'll be a family of pygmies.
Are you improving the house at all? Has the house improved at all?
That's something had to give, right?
Are the rats gone? Are the rats gone?
I think the rats, because I don't want to be disappointed anymore. After we had, and for those of you just joining the show, I made the mistake of buying a home in one of the nicest neighborhoods in D.C.
Right.
It was the cheapest home on the block.
It's a spite house.
And I said, we watch Property Brothers. We're going to flip this thing right around. Give us 6 weeks and it's going to cost $50,000.
Right.
Every estimate I get is not in the $50,000 range. It's multiples of that. So if you just wanted to get an IKEA kitchen, we could spend $9,000. I have laid it out. I said, $9,000. That's great. You know what costs probably triple that is getting the zoning and the piping into an old 1840 or 1832 or 1833, whenever it was built, home where everything is a hodgepodge because nobody built anything to code. And
there was
they
code.
Have to tear it all down and rebuild it.
What about the heating and cool? Is it cool? Is it cool? Are you able to sleep with an air conditioner?
This is the beauty of being a homeowner. People buy new. When they tell you the home has good bones, run in the other direction. In order for us to stay cool, the way that we have our home set up, because how can you have zones when you barely have one zone for your AC?
That's true. Your house is one zone.
I have a friend who has six air conditioners on his home. He's got a home that's just cartoon sized. And I said, you have
multi-zone.
Multi-zone. And he said, how many zones do you have in your place? And I said, maybe half a zone? Maybe half a zone.
Half a zone.
Right. So in order to stay cool, when we get home, because it's middle summer, it's humid season, right?
Very hot.
It's
DC summer. Yeah.
Humid season. Right.
And Santos, Shannon, and I, if you came and knocked on our door and said, hey, what are you guys doing? We'd all would have just walked out of our bedroom because that's where the most AC runs to.
Right.
And,
so you have central air.
Yeah, but it really only works in the bedroom. So if we're at home, we're not hanging out anywhere else in the house. We're hanging out in the bedroom.
Can you move it to another, like close vents or anything and move it to another room?
This is, we could. And I have tried that. It's a bingo. Right. Bango.
That right. is a bingo.
That's a bingo.
The work to move all, to close all these vents so we can sit in one room or the other does not equate the effort of just saying, all right, this summer we're going to hang out in the bedroom because that's where it's comfortable.
Well, you know what? The struggle continues. Right?
Yes.
It always continues.
Yeah,
he loves congratulations.
These are first world problems. It's just tough when you when your wife says, like, I really hope we can get a stove this year.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And
so
it's not
to
financial.
Review.
It's not financial.
But to review, yes. On a scale of 1 to 10,
yes.
The way things go, Mike O'Mara's show.
I would say we're at a solid 8.5.
8.5.
Yes.
Podcast Village.
I would say another solid 8.5.
Your home, where you live.
2.3.
Thank you very much. That's Oscar's world. Glad we got a little update on that right now. The struggle continues. He loves the struggle, Rob.
Mike,
he loves the struggle.
It's roughly an average of a 6.4. That's not yes. bad.
The air fryer and the hot plate get used.
Air fryer.
Hey, you know what? Keep that hot plate around. You're going to need it this winter because you still don't have radiators.
We will take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The year is 2019, and the death toll only rises. It's Mickey, the Tony Perkins Show.
It's Mickey.
Americast and Tech 411 have all perished in the nuclear fire called Judgment Day. With cake and cookies on life support, only political persuasions remains to helm the resistance against whatever it is we're fighting against in this promo. Each Thursday, listen as Resistance leader Mike O'Mara and Skynet stooge Chris Freites discuss the political scene as the fate of our world hangs in the balance.
Do a new one today.
Political Persuasions, Thursdays on MikeO'MaraShow.com, PoliticalPersuasions.com, and wherever else Skynet allows it.
Is it over? Thank you.
Over.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our Vegas show. What is it that you love?
Yeah.
Peanut butter? Candy canes? Sardines and mustard, scotch, capers, green bananas, ripe tangelos, soy milk, lard, tricycle tires, a rare cheese, a common ladle. Maybe you love baked beans or a glass of ice cold aquarium water. Perhaps you love all these things, but it doesn't matter because none of them will last forever. The only thing that truly lasts until long after you die are memories.
True.
Like the memories you'll make when you buy a ticket and attend the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular on Saturday, November 16th, 2019. The entire TMOS crew at the Zappos corporate headquarters with an amazing all-new show. Tickets are on sale now at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Until they sell out, and this will sell out, there will never be another opportunity to be a part of this night. The TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular, brought to you by Zappos.
Mm.
Let us complete you and add value to your humble life. Thank you.
News.
Thank you.
News.
Boo. Well, sad news. Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife, Beth Chapman, she passed away yesterday. She was 51, too young. Beth was diagnosed with stage 2 throat cancer in September of 2017 and had been battling it ever since. Sadly, her death wasn't a surprise. She was placed in a medically induced coma this week after being hospitalized due to a choking emergency. Anybody watch that, Dog the Bounty Hunter? Any fans of that show?
I've seen it. I don't follow it.
I did, and you remember the... Like, of all the people that have misstepped, especially in what I would call our new human condition when media comes to play, especially when race is involved.
Yeah.
Dog the Bounty Hunter, of all people, I would have bet against to come back and be on television.
Yeah, with the N-word and all that, right? Yeah. When he got bitten.
Think about
for doing that.
Like, after all those years, he came back around.
Mm-hmm.
Tragic about his wife.
He tweeted, quote, "It's 5:32 a.m. in Hawaii. This is the time she would wake up to go hike Cocoa Head Mountain. Only today she hiked the stairway to heaven. We all love you, Beth. See you on the other side." 51. I think they were
kind of
attached at the hip. That is very, very, very sad. More deaths in the world of show business. Alf Starr, that was a big part of the Don and Mike show.
Oh, for a
Don
long time.
Loved talking about
Alf.
Uh, The guy Willie, Max Wright, he died yesterday after a long battle with cancer. He was 75. He was diagnosed with lymphoma in 95, but had been in remission for a long time. Max played the dad, Willie Tanner. Hey, Alf. How you doing, Alf? That guy. Great character actor. Yeah. And here's a weird one, but I remember this guy because he was such a beautiful, heavy actor, Billy Drago. Do you remember this guy? This guy in the movie The Untouchables, the guy that wears the white suit.
Oh, yeah.
That drives by Kevin Costner's house and goes, man, nice to have a family. He's the guy that gets thrown off the roof.
Yeah.
He was only 73. He was in a ton of stuff, but he's probably best known for playing Frank Nitti in The Untouchables, and he was the bad guy of bad guys in that movie, and I'll never forget that character. Now, from a good character to this guy. The Sharknado franchise may be done, but Ian Ziering isn't done making cheesy sci-fi channel horror flicks.
He's a dick.
Next up, zombie title. Remember Ian? It's Ian. It's not Ian.
Oh,
was
he
Ian.
A dick to you guys?
He was one
yes,
of the
he
shortest.
Was a dick to us.
One of the,
never
I didn't know that.
One of the shortest interviews ever on your show. It was a you were at a Hollywood thing where they were bringing stars by, and he sat down and they said, "Welcome to Ian Ziering." He said, "It's Ian," and they said, "We're done. Thanks."
Oh!
and this is when 90210 was hot.
Damn,
They showed him the door.
Ian Ziering. Sure sounds like a parody of Sharknado. It's called Zombie Tidal Wave. Wonderful. Let's be honest. Sharknado was a parody of Sharknado. There's really no way to parody something that was a parody out of the gate. And also, why not Zombie Tsunami? It was right there. Sci-fi. Anyway.
Darling, listen. There's going to be this huge wave. And
people don't know what a tsunami is. Call it a tidal wave.
What it is.
Call it a tidal wave.
It hits the shore and the water is filled with the undead. And then... They get you, but you fight them.
You fight
right, Ian?
It's brought to you by the same people who brought Sharknado to the screen.
Of course.
And it'll premiere on Saturday, August 17th.
I think it was the
prime
third,
time.
The third Sharknado had probably Matt Lauer's best motion picture performance. He played
where
himself.
Where is Matt Lauer?
Yeah, where in the world is Matt Lauer?
Damn.
Well, let me see. It's original movies. It's called Off the Deep End Weekend. It'll also include Sharktopus, Zombie Shark, Atomic Shark, and of course, this is just such, God, we're such idiots.
Mike,
reboot
of 90210 premieres in early August. I think August 4th.
I'll be there.
And Luke Perry's not there because he's, up there. But the rest cast is coming back. And I am pumped for it. I didn't know you had this history with Ian.
Yeah.
But I am pumped for this 90210 season, and I think it's going to be a hit.
So full of himself. That's what I remember.
Yeah, very much.
Today is National Bingo Day.
It's a bingo.
A new survey of 1,000 Americans ranked the 10 states that love bingo the most.
Yeah.
People in Nevada play it more than anyone. Well, that makes sense with Vegas.
Gambling.
And wagering is easy in Vegas. Florida barely made the list, even though it has a lot of seniors. I would have thought that bingo was huge in Florida.
Bingo.
The 10 states that play the most bingo are, I'll go from, it's Nevada, Alabama, Kentucky, Tennessee, Indiana, Maryland. North Carolina, Minnesota, Connecticut, and Florida in 10th place. 73% of people in the survey said they've gotten a bingo before. I've gotten one.
I don't know. I was down there playing about 5 chords, and I never got no bingo.
Oh.
Never
bingo.
Gotten one. No. Lost
here's
my daughter.
Stupid statistic. 77% think bingo is fun. Bingo is 100% fun.
It's wonderful. It was a hot activity among Julia's friends this year. They went out. There was a restaurant.
They go to the bar, right?
Yeah, Spanky Shenanigans.
89% said it's a good way to socialize. 71% thinks it relieves stress. Yes, it relieves it. It's a game.
It's
a silly little game. Tomorrow, maybe I'll tell you about the new game we're playing in the O'Mara household, A Trip Down Memory Lane, with my wife, my son, and me, and I'm teaching him how to lose. It's not easy with a 5-year-old.
No, it's not. You know?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it sucks.
Is it Bonko?
No, I'll share it tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'm gonna. You can think about it, but it's exciting because it's a memory for me. There was a big crash. This is another part of the idiocracy. They're all idiocracy stories lately. A big crash on the road leading to Denver International Airport on Sunday. So almost 100 people wound up taking a detour that Google Maps suggested. and they all wound up stuck in a muddy field.
Oh, God.
It turns out the detour was a dirt road that Google Maps never should have recommended. No, don't write the story like that. It's a dirt road that people should have not taken.
Exactly.
Just because your computer told you to. You moron. Don't write the story like Google Maps should have never done it. No, wrong. Wrong. Open your eyes. Boop-a-doop-a-doo. Muddy dirt road. What's in front? Is that the airport? Nope, it looks like a field with mud in it. We're 100 cars stuck now. Doop-de-doop-de-doo. Jesus Christ. Is there any brainwave activity out there anymore? Give me a break, please.
Please, mud.
Anyway, everyone else was trapped behind the people that got stopped initially. Mm-hmm. So you're following the people because there's a detour.
Yeah.
I've done that. I've been on 95 and I've taken a road detour.
Yes. Yeah.
And I've gotten screwed because of it,
of course.
It messes you up. Mm-hmm. So anyway, they shouldn't have taken it. The computer told me to. What am I supposed to do? What's your address? What are you near? I don't know. I look at the Google map.
I'm on mud.
We have become as a society, completely and totally geographically illiterate.
Oh, yeah.
There is no one that can pay attention to right, left, north, south, east, west. It doesn't happen anymore. It's like, put it in the nav.
Do you think anyone knows how to use a compass?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not. I still get my compass on, and it's on your phone, people. Get it on your phone. I still do it just to double check exactly whether it's southwest, northeast.
And you navigate sometimes with the stars?
No, I don't navigate with the stars.
Yeah, you do, but they're George Clooney and Julia Roberts.
You know, at the end of my birthday weekend, though, I was outside and I was looking upstairs and I saw a shooting star, and I think that was my mom saying happy birthday.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
Isn't that sweet? And now a little something, ladies and gentlemen. A French man claims to have invented a pill which can transform the smell of your gas.
Hello.
You can even make them smell your little toots like actual roses, and it's all thanks to Christian Poncheval. He says your gas can have a range of aromas, smelling of everything from a chocolate to violet. He began developing these pills in 2007 and now has a range of them, selling in several different scents. He claims the pills are entirely natural, just a dietary supplement based on natural ingredients. The website adds the fart pill is the result of a lengthy research and trial and is on sale. It's been on sale since 2007. And the fragrant variants also add a touch of humor for any occasion. So if you do that and it's really working, ooh, strawberries.
The strawberries.
This is his main quote. He said, our numerous returning customers are no doubt our best proof. And all I have to say is time for a smell test. No. Rob, order a carton. We got a show next Monday. Yes, sirree. Absolutely. Get Rob Ford on the line. We're going to be doing it, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be spectacular. We will take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
My fellow Americans, we live in the greatest, strongest, most powerful, zestiest, tastiest nation in the world. This is the United States of America. Bigger, faster, taller, classier, trickier, flashier, fatter, oranger, always the best. Yet some people are not exercising their freedom of speech. Sad. That's why we have created the Yak Shack. The Yak Shack allows you to call from anywhere, anytime, and leave a message for Old Mike, Fat Rob, and Creepy Oscar. Just dial 888-920-6673. That's 1-888-920-MORE. Have a drink, leave a message, hear yourself on the show. Excellent. Call and collude with TMOS. Trust me, I'm like really smart. I have a big brain. A very stable genius. Now bring me a Big Mac or I'll sell Rhode Island to the Koreans.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President. Sad. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS bonus packages. Here we go. Hey, fella. Yeah, you. Yeah, you with the sad face. You know what your problem is? What are you doing? What are you making me say this to people? I'm not doing this. What are you doing? What's wrong with
you? Has he crossed the line?
No. Yes, he has.
No, I haven't.
This is what he wants me to say. You know what your problem is? This, he wants me to write, you're a dick, a loser, a stupid jerk off, and no one likes you.
Oh, my God.
It's a lot of anger in this
boy. He's gone dark.
No, no. This is good. There's a turn, though, you see.
You lack pizzazz. You're no fun at all. That's why you feel so blue. Girls won't even look at you. Sad. It's like Trump. But we can turn that frown upside down and get you in with the in crowd. How? Glad you asked. Want to be fun? Want to be liked? Want to be the big man on campus? All you need is the TMOS bonus show.
Hey?
The bonus show is your passport to the assport.
That's funny.
The bonus show is your passport to the assport. Jesus. Listen once and you'll see. Your skin will clear. You will tell fine, funny jokes. You will tell fine, funny jokes. And your charm will double, then redouble. Click the banner on our website and you'll get access to all of our bonus content. And you'll be helping TMOS. So please buy the TMOS bonus show. Think of the uncensored content and belly laughs. And think of all the trim you'll get. Such a deal. The TMOS bonus show brought to you by Winston. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Thank you.
Mike, it's your passport
to the assport. There you go. That's a- Jesus.
While I've got your attention, if you're looking for something good to do this Saturday, guys, and please, it benefits the Renegade Pigs Motorcycle
Club.
Oh,
yeah, Renegade Pigs.
Oh, Jerky, our buddy Jerky. Woo!
This Saturday, celebrating David Jerky Mosley's 50th birthday and retirement, it is the second annual Renegade Pig Roast. It's going to have live entertainment, music.
Where is it?
Where?
It is at 5625 Revercombe Court. Revercombe. It's R-E-V-E-R-C-O-M-B.
You want to start again?
Revercombe.
Next to the Asport?
That is right by the Asport in Fairfax, Virginia. You can probably find
what is the address again?
It is 5625 Revercombe Court. R-E-V-E-R-C-O-M-B. Revercombe Court.
Revercombe Court.
And that's in Fairfax, Virginia. $25 at the door will get you food, beer, and entertainment, and the proceeds benefit the Law Enforcement Foundation and the families of those seven bikers that were killed in that horrible wreck in New Hampshire last week.
It's the Fairfax County Police Association.
That's wonderful. Yes. And Jerky, congratulations on a stellar career. You made it without being drummed out of the police force, and you made it with the surviving. We're very happy that you did, especially with the way you ride that motorcycle.
What time on Saturday?
It starts at 1 and goes till 6. $25 at the door. It's a great cause. Celebrate Jerky's retirement, his birthday, and also help out a great cause.
I'd be going if I was there. And way to go, Jerky. Congratulations.
Boom, bam.
I wonder if Jerky watched the Democratic debate last night.
Oh, we'll talk all about that on Political Persuasions. It should be wonderful. Are you going to play the audio screw-up?
Yeah, I have that. But first, I just want to play when I turned it on and heard it, this is how I perceived the entire evening.
Welcome to the first Democratic debate in the 2020 race for president.
Upon being elected,
Senator Klobuchar, I want to get you.
That's a false claim.
I'm fascinated by this, Senator Klobuchar.
And that will do it.
Have a good night, everyone.
I just saved you a couple hours.
Rob Spiewak and Mike O'Mara have been talking about NBC audio engineers for our entire careers. Now, listen, we have our glitches out the ass on the Mike O'Mara show, but let me tell you what we do. We do not have a fleet of professional engineers that are union certified, that are lifers in a network television environment. What they have at NBC and all the major networks are professional broadcast engineers, layers and layers and layers. Watch the credits sometime on a show like the Today Show
dozens
or any
of
live
people.
Sports
dozens
broadcast.
Of people. Yes. Yeah.
Dozens, hundreds of people making this happen, and they can't get it right on NBC. If you watch the Today Show, which Rob and I used to watch all the time, we don't watch it nearly as much anymore. The audio was consistently crap.
Always.
Over-modulated. Mic's not at the right level. Like, no one's listening
to it. Nothing matches. Nothing matches. And last night, this was because there was, I think, 9 candidates in the debate. Mm-hmm. They had to have a lot of anchors to help balance it out. And when they threw it, there was 10. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Mac. I'm not going to turn your mic on. But when Chuck Todd took his turn, they threw it to Chuck Todd. They didn't turn the mics off for the crowd of Savannah Guthrie and some other guys. So you're going to hear Chuck Todd take over.
It was
over.
Not just the anchor, the other anchors. Mics were picking up everything
but
in the room.
This is the greatest one because you hear a guy who thinks he's done for the evening saying he's going to go to the restroom, and Savannah Guthrie wants to find her binder. This is what we heard on television last night.
Get these guns off the streets.
Someone's got my binder.
Oh, my God.
What's happening?
We are hearing our colleagues' audio. If the control room could turn off the mics of our previous moderators, we will.
I think it's the prior moderator.
And here's the second prong of that fork is that once that happens, everybody talks because everyone's going to save the day. So now we go from a mistake to just bedlam.
You know, we prepared for everything.
Guess what, guys? We are going to take a quick break. We're going to get this technical situation fixed. We will be right back.
On a national
international.
Chuck Todd, I'm going to give credit for because immediately he saves it and they go to break. It's like, it's such a disaster.
It's like, we got to get out of here.
I don't know which is more of a disaster. The audio from NBC or the connectivity that I'm getting from you guys today as your screen has frozen once again. So, Pony, you're going to need to do
Mike,
it again.
Mike, let's get out of here.
Let's. So it sucked, and that's. We'll be talking about that on Political Persuasions this week. We'll make sure we get that. So Pony, fix the TV.
All right. Yes. We've come to the final tape of the day.
Oh, and the tape.
I would say that this guy is probably one of the most overlooked anchors from the Saturday Night Live news desk. Colin Quinn. I've always been a fan. And last night he offered these opinions on the freedom of speech, and he says, you know what? Maybe not so great.
Freedom of speech was not that great of an idea when you really think about it. Because if you could name 30 great speeches since the country began, I'd say you're right, freedom of speech worked. There have been five. Martin Luther King's speech, the John F. Kennedy speech, and the next three were end of the season monologues on The Bachelor. The guy gives the speech to the girl, he's like, with you, I feel like I can be me. But with her, I feel like I can be the man I'm supposed to be someday. And I do see myself with a wife and kids, and it would only be with you, but you're so perfect. It scares me, that's why I'm giving the rose to her. And I'm sending you home. I put myself out there. And then, what did that speech mean? And they're like, don't worry, you're going to make it a bachelorette next season.
So that's it. Even if you have the freedom of speech, don't worry, you can be on the next season.
Done,
that's your magic audio vault. Have a great, what is it, Thursday, everybody.
It's Thursday.
That is wonderful. I'm just trying to, now everything is melting down. Yeah.
Let's get out of here, Mike. Let's go to break.
Yeah. That's it. Go to break, everybody. Thank you. Savannah's mic is on. We got one of my everybody.
Binder?
To make sure. Oh, let me take the call now.
Oh,
that's
thank
great.
You.
Yeah, there we go. Let's see if that works. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
No, it doesn't. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
We'll figure it out one of these days. We are really going to figure it out. Oh, there you are.
Yes.
Yeah,
hi.
Now we get it. Same mistake again and again and again. I love that. We'll see you next time for Oscar and Rob. Mike saying bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao,
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You know, I think I've turned a corner today, but it's for a purpose. It made me feel good about myself. You know, it was like I did something constructive with my life or something. I don't know. Like I accomplished something.
Are you okay?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, sir?
Yes, sir.
Now, did you say yes, sir?
I think he said, yeah, sure.
What'd you say, man?
Well, I said, yeah, sure. But what? Literally what I said was, yeah, sure, sir.
So you are okay, then?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you just kiss my left nut?
That was not good. That was not good at all.